Maybe it's the warm weather. Maybe it's the world-famous beaches with mountains on the horizon in both cities. Well, whatever the reason, musician Jorge says nothing makes him feel more like a native son of Rio de Janeiro than working in Los Angeles.
Yes, it's a little cliche, but when we are out from Brazil, we can look to our culture with in a big picture, you know? I think I feel more Brazilian here.
Quando o vento sopra na mata, e parre criança que dança.
He moved to LA a few years ago after releasing 8 albums in Brazil. And while he was recording in LA with some hip-hop artists, the man who was born Jorge José Cury found a new identity.
And the guys asked my name, what's your name? I said, yeah, my name is Roger. And the guys, what's your last name? I said, my last name is Cury. And the guy said, oh, Cury Man.
Cury Man became the title of Jorge's new album, his first produced and recorded in the U.S. It's Brazilian samba, influenced by American funk. He worked closely with producer Tommy Brennick, who's collaborated with Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, Amy Winehouse, and more.
Tommy bring other angle, other vision for the music. And that's what I'm always looking for. I'm just a guy to love music and just love my culture, Brazilian culture. And I really want to mix it with that culture here.
I did look up the English translation of these lyrics, and the first song, Pra Vida, has a lyric that translates to, it doesn't matter if a door is closed, there's always an opened window.
Yeah.
And I wondered if that describes your experience going from making music in Brazil to the United States.
My brother, when I arrived here, it was very tough. That song talk about we have to always go forward because we have to believe in the life, you know. Mm-hmm. Because I was living that experience here when I arrived here. I didn't have nothing.
So why did you do it?
I do it because in Brazil we have a big crisis over there. Economic crisis, political crisis, social crisis, security crisis. Everything was bad after the Olympic Games. And I used to come here to L.A. to record. And I look around and say, oh, L.A. is the only place in the world that I can change with Rio. Because L.A. has everything, you know. It has a chance to develop my career. So I thought to myself, oh, this is going to be a big challenge. But maybe that's the you have to hear your voice inside. Everybody has the voice inside.
Yeah.
I have the song for that in this album too, Existe Uma Voz.
Existe Uma Voz. I was just going to ask about that song.
Vem cá, tá, onde nós. Existe uma voz que mostra o caminho certo.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Everybody has a voice inside. You have to hear this voice. You know, if you are quiet and pay attention, you have a chance to understand what's the good direction to go. Because always life testing you.
Quem não sabe o que é bom nem conta se perde na conta não consegue explicar.
To take a step back from the conversation about your life and your move and talk a little bit more about the music,
mm-hmm.
I was curious about the difference between samba and samba funk. Can you talk about what is happening rhythmically when you are doing a traditional samba and when you're doing samba funk?
Yeah, this is a good example, you know, because when I make this song, I think the guys play funk, like James Brown funk, you know? We use the 16s.
I'm back.
You have this one in samba too.
Yeah.
We have this. When you use the 16, it's the same in the samba.
Vem de Angola e da Guiné, do Congo e do Dahomé.
It seria. But the guys play.
Dos tambores de Ashanti, meu canto arrebatador.
Ah, the other one is. Eu gosto dela.
Eu gosto dela. eu fico afim.
So tell us what we're hearing in this one.
This is, it's more the half samba and half funky too, because it's, the samba is, it's half samba. But the guitar is sometimes play double. We mix it with the double time and half time. It's a kind of mix too with Brazilian, very Brazilian, and I think sounds universal.
People will obviously listen to this album in different contexts, but I understand that the context of your live performances is very specific. Can you paint a picture for us of when you are in a room doing a show, what's happening?
For me, it's like a spiritual thing. The stage, you know, the room, and because you have the energy with the people with you. For me, the crowd makes the show.
You describe making music as a spiritual experience, and there are a couple songs on this album that talk explicitly about spirituality. Can you tell us about one of them?
Yes, I can tell about Iemanjá.
O amor é feiticeiro, clareia a noite que não tem lua.
Iemanjá is a god of creation. Iemanjá is a god of the ocean. So in Brazil we have a Afro religion we call Candomblé. It's a beautiful ritual, and we have a orisha. Orisha is like a saint for every power of the nature.
Do you feel like you're channeling this energy when you perform these songs, or are you singing about someone else's traditions?
No, I really feel that. This for me. I'm always trying to open for that energy, so this energy is protect me and guide me, you know. And I have a lot of respect for that, because that is making me strong. I'm never alone. Never.
That's Rogé, spelled R-O-G-E. His new album is Curiman. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ari, for space, for your attention, you know. Thank you so much.
Vila, vim da praça, mistério da raça, cachaça pra se beber. Se beber.